All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dearly Father, thank you for your love, your mercy, grace, your compassion. Thank you for the blood of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you for the gift of eternal life. We thank you, Lord, that we've been redeemed from the hand of the enemy, and we offer the sacrifice of praise. Lord, you're worthy of all praise. You're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. And Lord, we thank you. And Lord, we love you, and we magnify your name today because, Lord, you're good and your mercy endure forever. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise. And we magnify your name because you loved us enough to send your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. His blood was shed for the remissions of our sins. Our names are written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And we say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The power of sin has been broken over our lives today. And Lord, we bless you. We praise you. We magnify you. We glorify your name, and we acknowledge that you are God, and beside you there is no other. You are the Holy One of Israel, and I praise you, Lord. I praise you. I praise you. I praise you. We thank you for your precious Holy Spirit, our comforter, our ally. We thank you that we have an advocate that is with us to lead us, to guide us, and to show us the way. And Lord, we just yield to you today. We surrender our hearts and our wills to you today, and we ask, Holy Spirit, have your way. Father, I pray that the glory of the Lord would be revealed to your people. Lord, let the glory of the Lord fill their homes, their automobiles, their offices, wherever they might be. Father God, I pray that you would grant divine visitations, divine encounters, that their lives would be changed in the name of Yeshua. And I thank you for that, Lord God of hosts. I thank you. 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 And I worship you. I thank you for your healing power, your healing anointing flowing, driving out the spirit of sickness, disease, and infirmity. Thank you for breaking the yoke of heaviness. I thank you for breaking the yoke of oppression in the name of Yeshua. And let the glory of the Lord be revealed in a great and a mighty way. And Lord, I thank you. God, I thank you for opening deaf ears. God, I thank you for opening blind eyes. God, I thank you for doing it right now in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And Lord, I give you praise and I give you glory. Let your blessing be upon this teaching today. And Lord, we thank you for binding the strong man over this region, over this area. And let the glory of the Lord be revealed. Let your angels go forth and push back the spirit of mind control, the ruling spirit of mind control and oppression and depression. In the name of Yeshua, we cut and sever the cords and the ties in Yeshua's mighty name. And let the name of Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, rule over this region, over this area, in Yeshua's mighty name. Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord, saints. Welcome to Straight From His Word. It's a blessing here once again to share the word of God. Truly, God is good and His mercy endure forever. God is great and He's greatly to be praised. As always, I am thankful for the privilege and the opportunity to be here on the airwaves once again to share the gospel of Yeshua the Messiah. Saints, God is good, and His mercy endure forever. To the first time listeners, God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to Straight From His Word. I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, you're good, and your mercy endure forever. Saints, we are living in the last days. Perilous times are coming. They're here. It's going to get worse. The Bible prophesied and said it that it would get worse. And we have to press our way into the kingdom of God and enter into the place that we need to be as His sons and as His daughters. We're in this series, The Temptation. We've been talking about the spiritual warfare and how it happens and how it manifests in the spiritual realm. Then it spills over into the natural realm, and recognizing how do we respond to it. We've been dealing with the issue of idol worship, idolatry, which is what Satan uses to bring a breach between God and His people. We've discussed on how the nation of Israel, who experienced God's manifest presence and power, they saw it, and then their children and their grandchildren still went into rebellion and idolatry and fell into idol worship, which caused a breach between them and God. This is one of the strategies that the enemy uses to bring us into a place of self-sufficiency and independence. We saw how the children of Israel rejected God as their king. They wanted to assimilate and be like everyone else. And I'm bringing it to a practical application for today, because we see what is taking place. God has set the United States of America apart because he has blessed us and prospered us, because we've been a big brother and protector to Israel, and recognizing that we are blessed by God. And the enemy is doing everything he can to cause us to be like the other nations, and we can't be like them. But it's a part of the one world government, the new world order that the enemy wants to implement, that sets the stage for the Antichrist. And we have an administration that's doing everything they can to make that happen. You know, always to the point to bring us to a place to where we become a third world country by these policies and these things and these that they're trying to implement. This is why the church needs to wake up, and we need to get on the wall. We need to pray and say, God, intervene. God, send revival, because God, we have fallen away from serving and following you. We need to seek a relationship with God and turn from our ways. When it's amazing that when Solomon dedicated the temple, and he listed all the different types of transgression that could possibly take place after the dedication of the temple. And then God answered him by fire, or should we say lightning. And God was very plain, because we need revival. We need God to show up. And I ended the broadcast last week by saying many of our hearts have turned away from God. And we've become an idolatrous nation. There's just so many stories and things that I don't even talk about, that I don't even bring in what is happening and what is taking place, predominantly on the East Coast, and all of the things that these political leaders and the things that they're doing in these cities and these counties. And oh gosh, and nobody wants to have that real folk conversation. And so, realizing the fact that we serve a God who is merciful, a God who is loving. And go with me to 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Okay. Yeah. 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Let's go there. After Solomon had dedicated the temple, glory to God, and God answered him by fire. In verse 11, wow, you're listening to straight from his word, saints. Okay, we call this program Straight from His Word, right? In order to be able to understand 2 Chronicles 7:14, I've heard preachers say, oh, that's not for us, that's not... Man, the arrogance of some of these preachers is something else. We're going to read Solomon's prayer of dedication. And we're going to read his prayer of dedication. Then we're going to go into 2 Chronicles 7:14, time permitting. And I want us to understand this prayer. And we're going to talk about some things here. And in 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse number 12. And he stood before the altar of the Lord in the presence of all the congregation of Israel, and he spread forth his hands. For Solomon had made a brazen scaffold of 5 cubits long and 5 cubits broad and 3 cubits high, and had set it in the midst of the court, and upon it he stood and kneeled down upon his knees before all the congregation of Israel, and spread forth his hands toward heaven. Now, I did a little teaching on this probably a couple of years ago. This is a godly leader. No pride. He knelt before the people. He was not ashamed to be praying to his God. Come on, somebody. We don't have that today. We don't have those type of leaders acknowledging God is God. But look at this humility. For Solomon says, he stood and he kneeled down upon his knees before all the congregation of Israel, and he spread forth his hands toward heaven. and said, O Lord God of Israel, there is no God like you in the heaven, nor in the earth, which keepeth covenant, and showeth mercy unto your servants that walk before thee with all their hearts. He is acknowledging and giving God his place, that God is the sovereign king, the sovereign ruler. He is the almighty God. He has no equal. Solomon is putting God on his throne and acknowledging, you are God. Yahweh, which is kept, yes, sir, and you are God of covenant. In other words, God, when you speak and you decree a thing, it is so, it shall be, because you're not a man that you should lie. That which you have kept with thy servant David, my father, that which you has promised him and spake with thy mouth and has fulfilled it with thine hand as it is this day. Now, therefore, O Lord God of Israel, keep with thy servant David, my father, that which you have promised him, saying, there shall not fail thee a man in my sight to sit upon the throne of Israel, yet so that thy children take heed to their way, to walk in my law as you have walked before me. Now then, O Lord God of Israel, let thy word be verified, which you have spoken unto your servant David. But will God in very deed dwell with men on the earth? Behold, heaven and the heaven of heavens cannot contain thee, how much less this house which I have built. Have respect, therefore, to the prayer of your servant, and to his supplication, O Lord my God, to hearken unto my cry and the prayer which my servant prayeth before thee, that your eyes may be open upon this house. You see, you can dedicate your house, where you live, to the Lord. You can modify this prayer to your workplace, your office, your workspace, to the Lord. That your eye may be open upon this house day and night, upon the place where you have said that you will put thy name there, to hearken unto the prayer which thy servant prayeth toward this place. Listen therefore unto the supplication of your servant and of your people Israel, which they shall make towards your place. Hear from thy dwelling place, even from heaven, and when you hear, forgive. He acknowledged that people are going to mess up, going to make mistakes. So when they do, Lord, forgive them. Because we serve a forgiving God. We serve a merciful God. If a man sin against his neighbor, and an oath is laid upon him to make him swear, the oath come before thine altar in this house, then hear thou from heaven, and do and judge thy servants by requiting the wicked, by recompensing. His way upon his own head, and by justifying the righteous, by giving him according to his righteousness. If your people Israel be put to the worst before the enemy, because they have sinned against you, and shall return and confess your name, and pray, and make supplication before you in this house, then hear thou from heaven, and forgive the sin of your people Israel, and bring them again unto the land which you gave to them and to their fathers. When the heaven is shut up, this ties in 2 Chronicles chapter 7:14 right here. When the heaven is shut up and there is no rain because they have sinned against you, yet if they pray toward this place and confess your name and turn from their sin when thou dost afflict them, then hear thou from heaven and forgive the sin of thy servants and of your people Israel, when you have taught them the good way wherewith they should walk, and send rain upon the land which you have given unto thy people for an inheritance. If there be dearth in the land, if there be pestilence, if there be blasting of mildew, locusts, or caterpillars, if their enemies besiege them in the cities of their land, whatsoever sore, whatsoever sickness there be, that when they pray, oh my gosh, glory to the Lord, starting to hit the studio, saints. Uh-oh. Whew, excuse me. Okay. Then what prayer, what supplication shall be made of any man or of all thy people Israel, when everyone shall know his own sore and his own grief, shall spread forth his hands in this house? Then hear thou from heaven thy dwelling place, and forgive, and rend unto every man according to all his ways, whose heart thou knowest, for thou only knowest the hearts of the children of men, that they may fear thee to walk in your way, so long as they live in the land which you have gave unto our fathers. Moreover, concerning the stranger, which is not of your people Israel, but is come from a far country, for thy great name's sake, and your mighty hand, and they stretched out arm, if they come and pray in this house, then hear from heaven, even from your dwelling place, and do according to all the strangers calleth to thee, for that all the people of the earth may know your name and fear you, as does your people Israel, and may know that this house which I have built is called by your name. If your people go out to war against the enemies by the way, that thou shalt send them, and they pray unto thee toward this city which you have chosen, and the house which has been built for your name, then hear from heavens their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause. If they sin against you, for there is no man which sinneth not, and thou be angry with them, and deliver them over before their enemies, and they carry them away captives unto a land far off or near, yet if they bethink themselves in the land whether they are carried captive, and turn and pray unto thee in the land of their captivity, saying, we have sinned, we have done amiss, and have dealt wickedly, if they return to you with all their heart, with all their soul in the land of their captivity, where they have carried them captive, and pray toward their land, which thou hast gave unto their fathers, and toward the city which you have chosen, and toward the house which I have built for thy name, then hear thou from the heavens, even from thy dwelling place, their prayer and their supplication, and maintain their cause, and forgive thy people which have sinned against you. Now, my God, let I beseech thee, thine eyes be open, let thine ears be attent unto the prayer that is made in his place. Now, therefore, arise, O Lord God, unto thy resting place, thou in the ark of thy strength. Let thy priests, O Lord God, be clothed with salvation, and let thy saints rejoice in goodness. O Lord God, turn not away thy face from thine anointed. Remember the mercies of David, thy servant. So here you had this prayer of dedication. A prayer saying, God, if we mess up, and your people repent, we need you to hear from heaven. Hear, God, forgive us, have mercy on us. You see, there is no pride in this prayer dedication. There is no puffed up, oh, we're the righteousness of God. Jesus died for us, and we are this and we are that. One of the chief characteristics of a believer is humility, not pride, not arrogance. That's why when you hear me preach and talk about the contemporary preaching and teaching, the man-centered, gospel-centered, Christ-centered, is full of pride. But we see this prayer and this supplication that was offered before the Lord. And in chapter 7, verse 1 says, now when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. Whew. My God. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord has filled the Lord. God's Shekinah glory, his manifest presence, can be seen and it can be felt. And I'm praying that as you are in your secret place praying and seeking a relationship with God, that his glory will begin to fall upon you, and that you would have these divine encounters with God himself, that his glory would overwhelm you. It said, and the priest could not enter to the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. You see, once again, they are visibly seeing and experiencing. This is not theoretical. They're seeing it. They're experiencing it. And when all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they could see this. They bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worshiped and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. You hear me say that over and over again. This is where I got it from. Then the king and all the people offered sacrifices before the Lord. And King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king and all the people dedicated the house of God. And the priests waited on their officers, the Levites also, with instruments of music of the Lord, which David the king had made to praise the Lord, because his mercy endureth forever. When David praised by their ministry, and the priests sounded trumpets before them, and all Israel stood. Moreover, Solomon hallowed the middle of the court, and was before the house of the Lord, for there he offered burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offering, because the brazen altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offerings and the meat offerings and the fat. Also at the same time, Solomon kept the feast 7 days, and all Israel with him, a very great congregation, from the entering in of Hamath unto the river of Egypt. And in the eighth day they made a solemn assembly, for they kept the dedication of the altar 7 days, and the feast 7 days. And on the 23rd day of the seventh month, he sent the people away to their tents, glad and merry in heart, in the goodness that the Lord had shown unto David and to Solomon and Israel, his people. Saints, aren't you glad we ain't got to do all these animal sacrifices? Aren't you glad and grateful and thankful that when Jesus died on the cross at Calvary, that his blood was shed, that he was the ultimate sacrifice, that we don't have to do this? Come on, somebody. But then we here get to verse 11. Then Solomon finished the house of the Lord and the king's house, and all that came unto Solomon's heart to make in the house of the Lord and his own house, and he prospered effected. And the Lord appeared to Solomon by night. And he said to him, I have heard your prayer. We serve a God that hears prayer. I love it. I have heard your prayer. When your prayers are offered in simplicity and pureness of heart, free of pride, God says, I've heard your prayer. I love it. And I have chosen this place to myself for a house of sacrifice. He says, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name, and I've heard preachers say this scripture does not apply to the body of Christ and to believers. God's word is God's word. If we call ourselves Christians or we identify as believers, we're calling ourselves by his name. And shall humble themselves and pray. God looks for humility in his people. And seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their lands. Now mine eyes shall be open and mine ears attend unto the prayer that is made in his place. And you say, well, Dr. D, Pastor D, what are you trying to say here? God says you humble yourself. When you become aware of what is taking place, the sin, the rebellion, the independence, the idol worship, everything that God is against, and as a collective people, we begin to cry out. We begin to repent. We begin to pray and ask God, forgive us, God. Forgive us for this. Forgive us for voting for this. Forgive us for participating in it. Forgive us for tolerating this. In humility, God says, then you begin to seek me. Seek my face. Seek a relationship with me. Walk with me. Come talk with me. Praise me. Worship me. Because I am your God. I am your healer. I am your deliverer. I am the one who brought you out of the house of bondage. I am the one who sent my son to die for you on the cross at Calvary. It was his blood that was shed for the remissions of sin. He says, seek me. Seek to know me. Seek to be in a relationship with me. Why? Because I love you and I want to embrace you and I want to reveal to you things and show you mighty things to come because I am your God and beside me there is no other. Saints, be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. If the Spirit of God moves you and bless us financially, please be obedient to the Holy Spirit of God. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem as the Bible commands us to do so. God will bless you. Know that Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, is Lord, return imminent. Pray for your family members and your loved ones that their hearts will be open to hear and to receive the gospel. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.